Penetrations, everybody. Welcome to the show. Welcome to You, Me, Them, everybody. Welcome to the Wonderland Ballroom. My name is Brandon Weatherby. I was just outside preparing for the show, running over things, and I heard a very kind Wonderland Ballroom worker furiously swear while walking away from me, "Stupid podcast." So it's going to be a great evening. This is a podcast, everybody. It's a stupid podcast. So it's going to be a fun evening. Listen, guys, the election is tearing us apart. I don't know who to vote for. I got pins for both sides. I don't even know what it means. There's a storm happening. I don't know what to believe in. Is it climate change? Is it God? Is it Occupy? I don't know. I work at a fantastic place, and where I work covers politics. So I hear people talking about politics all day long. And I'm on the Twitter, and I'm on the Facebook, and I'm on the Tumblr, and I'm on Friendster. Just politics, politics, politics. What do I do? How do I vote? I don't know. I don't know. I'm on Pinterest, looking at all the boards. How should I vote? What board is the prettiest? I don't even know. They're equally pretty. I don't know if you guys know this, but being beautiful is bipartisan. It's a fact. Voter pie, everybody. Voter pie. So I'm not really sure what to do. And I don't want to be sad. I don't want to be depressed, you know? So I was like, okay, what's one thing that I could always turn to that makes me, you know, feel good, feel like a human being, feel like I have a soul that just wants to have love in it? And that's poetry. I'm a big poetry fan, you guys. I don't know if you guys know that about me. I'm a very big poetry fan. And my favorite poet, her name is Jewel. Jewel is a very important poet of our time. Well, this is not funny. This is not funny. Thank you. Thank you. That's why they're in our band. They understand the...
Jewel.
That's right. Get it going, guys. Get it going. So I was like, okay, there's all these horrible things being said in the elections about, like, seemingly nice people. Like, Mitt Romney has, like, really, really nice hair. And Barack Obama, he seems to be a good guy, too. So, like, who do I vote for? And then I read Jewel's poems, and it just makes sense. So the poem that really put it into perspective for me was this poem called The Cigar. The Cigar. It was written in 1997 about Bill Clinton's cigar from 1998. This cigar will not leave me, and I too lazy to get my book. See, just in that first couplet, you learn two things. One, you shouldn't smoke because it makes you tired. And number two, you are very lazy and don't want to get a book. Write on random pages to further dizzy and dilute. Well, two more awesome lines. Here are two more. Any scrap of discipline I had dreamt I had gained by the silly age of 22. What do you guys know at 22? You don't even know nothing. Are you fucking, you understand the beauty of Jewel at 22? I sure didn't. Took seven more years, and I finally get it. Took an election year and growing old. Not even coated in nickel or copper, period. Good. Just a harsh brash that stares me down in the mirror. On nights like this, while my lover sleeps, his razor-sharp princes, disillusioned by falling stars and hunted by tulips at 3 a.m. See? See, guys? That's really what it's about. It's about nonsensical cocaine ramblings from a very rich woman. That's what every election's about. How can I figure out how to put something into someone? I don't care if you're a male or female. As long as you love the Jewels like I love the Jewels, it's a good grocery store, too. I highly recommend it if you're ever in the Midwest. They have a coupon card you could use to get deals on meals. So this is an important time, guys. Just, like, who are you going to vote for? Vote Jewel. Vote in this election. Go register right now. You could swing a state. It's okay. People fuck all the time in swing states. It's a fun... Everyone's in Ohio trying to fuck their way out of there. It's fun times. We have a fantastic show. We have no political stuff planned whatsoever. Jen Tisdale's... Wait, who said yay? Okay, this is an important time. She's a guest on the show. She can do that. It's okay. Ladies and gentlemen, put your hands together. What? Why are you making a face like you didn't know you were going to introduce? Ladies and gentlemen, Sean Penetration is going to play some songs, and I'm going to move 3 feet. Play the song, Sean Penetration! That was a sexy song. Thank you, Sean Penetration. Jen Tisdale, co-host, comic, funny lady. How are you?
I'm really good. How are you?
I'm medium.
Everyone just became mesmerized by my voice. It's like sexual caramel. Your guys were like, I didn't know she was going to be that good. She's wearing an oversized sweater.
Yes, you are wearing it.
From American Apparel. It makes it better. I obviously paid $3,000 for this sweater. Made in America. That's like me.
That's nice.
Yeah, thank you.
You have a big show coming up. Do you want to talk about it?
No. That's okay. The one in New York?
Yeah.
I'm doing a showcase in New York for South by Southwest.
Yes.
I'm going to get in, is what I'm saying to you, but inside my brain is, no, you're not.
Could I give you one tip for yourself?
You've given me so many tips on GChat, but this is the official tip.
This is the official tip for...
Just the tip?
Okay, two tips. One, don't open with that.
I'm not going to... You mean open with that?
Number two... Okay,
three tips. Don't open with that. Okay,
yeah.
Go ahead.
The third tip, don't do any...
This is an episode
material.
Of New Girl. I'm Zoe Deschanel. I like keep just not understanding what you're saying
to me.
Have
you seen that show?
I fucking love that show.
It's not bad. I'm shocked.
Did you guys see the Halloween episode where Nick was B. Arthur? Are you fucking kidding me with that genius? He wore a t-shirt that said Arthur, and then he just wore a B... Like, headband, B. Arthur.
Why didn't he dress...
If you don't like puns, then get the fuck out of
my... Why didn't he dress like Dudley Moore's Arthur?
Well, no one would have gotten that.
And wear a gray rig.
No one, or King Arthur. Come on. We could have gone in any direction with that.
I went with...
But just written out
movie.
Arthur was enough for me.
Okay.
Anyway, what's your tip, yo?
Oh, don't do jewel material. No one likes that stuff.
Don't do jewel material.
Don't do jewel material. That was a bad idea.
Do you guys just don't like snaggle teeth? Whatever. Oh, I think she got them fixed.
No, I wrote a bunch of columns and monologues today that I just deleted for...
Yeah.
Maybe I was
wondering why you went in the jewel direction when you had the smash mouth direction from earlier. Do you guys like the 90s? Because this is where you are right now.
Guys,
hey, is Nirvana still alive? Because they were a great band too. Plaid, flannel. Yeah, that was Dave
Grohl. Audio podcast. You can't respond without saying what just happened to the microphone.
Oh, fuck off. I watched, during Hurricane Sandra Fluke, I watched, I watched the entire first and only season of my so-called life during my so-called hurricane. So.
Oh, wait, really quick, how old are you?
I'm 32.
So you're closer to the mom's age than the teenager's age.
Sure.
It's not a burn, it's a fact.
I mean,
you look great.
Thank you.
You have a job.
Oh, sorry. It's an audio podcast, Brandon.
That's why I said that instead of pointing to you with a camera and mugging. That's why I said it. Everyone knows you look pretty. We get it.
And you guys. I'm glad you didn't clap.
And you rub it in ugly people's faces all the time when they're not pretty, too.
That's true.
So don't do that to get into South by Southwest.
I'm gonna get in. God damn it.
This is the attitude I have right now
for these fine people who don't give a shit about me.
There's more than five.
I'm getting in, you guys. I'm getting in. I'll see none of you there.
You know, you have to sit on this stage for like another hour. They have to like you.
No, they like me just fine. I'm
okay,
pretty.
Okay, fine.
I don't know if you guys see this face. Yeah, fucking hour, bro.
That's actually a good way to bring up our first guest because she shot photos of us. And could you not mug for the people?
Okay.
Thank you. She shot photos of us when we hosted a show at the National Geographic Museum.
Oh, that was who she got a lot of my behind, I'll say that right.
And you looked so much better than me.
Well, I'm an attractive lady.
There you go. Ladies and gentlemen, she's a very talented photographer. Please put your hands together for Catherine Gaines, everybody. Catherine, play her on, gentlemen! Catherine, how are you?
I'm good. I just chugged rum and Coke. I'm ready.
You drank a rum and Coke, so now you're
ready.
Oh,
I thought you said you did Coke, and I was ready to drag you into the bathroom from this stage. Later?
Oh,
okay.
Yeah, later.
Later?
Speaking of Coke, you shoot photos.
Yes. Yes, with Coke.
What kind?
My camera.
Oh, okay. That didn't answer any questions. Okay, so what got you interested? Like, did you want to be a photographer? You're just like, I love Instagram so much, I have to devote my life to this.
I've been a photographer long before Instagram existed.
How is that possible? Instagram created photography.
Trying to tell me that there were pictures before Instagram? I don't believe that for a minute.
There was no such thing as photos or film.
No.
I actually shot film.
You shot film?
I know, right?
That's a bad idea. You lost a lot of money, right?
Yes.
Did that make...
I still do. It's okay.
Do you lose money?
Wait, are you talking about you develop film? Like
I
in a dark
a lot
room?
Of time
like
in a
fucking
room.
Dark
yeah,
room?
A fucking dark room.
Literally, she fucks in her dark room.
Yeah, you don't need to like whisper things into the microphone to Jen, because she'll just say whatever you just whispered to her.
That's good. Good. Jen can be all the innuendo. I'll like be the straight woman. And
yes.
Except not.
Oh, that's fine. Okay, so what made you want to become a photographer?
Honestly, I was at a Bauhaus show in 98. And I saw photographers get to be like in the very front.
Yes.
In front
so
of the
you're
audience.
A groupie. I'm a groupie. Totally. That's fine. I get where you're going with that.
No, and I was like, that's fucking cool. And I didn't know what the fuck to do with my life. So I started taking photography classes and here I am.
And you are a professional photographer.
It depends on your definition of professional, but yes.
You make a living taking pictures as a professional photographer.
It's something like that, yeah.
One of the reasons why I want you on the show is everyone now has Instagram. It's really annoying and boring for most people. It depends on who you follow. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Now, you're someone that can make ugly people look medium and medium people look really good. What are some basic
tips? That depends how much Photoshop I use.
How much Photoshop do you use?
That depends on the picture.
Fair enough.
If I'm doing like journalism stuff, not very much.
Okay. Now,
like
when
shooting
you...
events, parties, whatever, I really don't do a whole lot of Photoshop.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. How better can I look if you Photoshop me for like an hour?
You can be fucking Brad Pitt.
I don't like him.
You could be he's literally fucking Brad Pitt. Is
could
that
you
what you want?
No, that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to replace your head in gay porn and Brad Pitt's head on the other guy. And
that's fine with
me. No, I'd buy that.
What are some basic tips for people that don't want to spend hours on Photoshop? What are some of the things that everyone seems to get wrong?
Too much Photoshop?
Without the Photoshop. Let's go without the Photoshop.
Basically Instagramming pictures that don't need Instagram.
Like?
Are you saying sepia tone is basically where we've all gone wrong?
Yeah. Like,
because it's not
yet,
the 1800s, like, you guys, and we're not a King's Dominion
really weird
putting on costumes.
Overly contrasty so you can't see any details in anything. That makes people look good, though.
Yeah,
black and white, man. That's
black and white is art.
That's the
don't
thing
you know? If people are naked in color, then it's porn. If people are naked in black and white, then it's art.
What if it's kids?
Kids don't ever get
naked.
Naked
kids in black and white.
Kids don't ever get naked. Never.
Oh, my God. Kids are always naked. Try to put an outfit on a kid. They fucking hate being dressed.
Why do kids hate being dressed, Catherine?
Don't ask me. I don't fucking have any.
Why don't you have kids?
That you know of.
I hate kids.
I don't know what that means.
Why do you hate kids?
They're the worst.
I'm sorry. I'm not supposed to say that like in public.
No, you can say that. I hate kids.
She just said that they're the worst. Whatever you say.
No, Jen said that.
No, we know. Trust me. This is not a new thing. Please, for the love of God, will somebody give her a beer? This is already annoying. Sorry. She just keeps pointing at it like something's magical.
I did it for like a minute.
Okay. So, Catherine, why do you hate children?
They're messy.
Why? What's wrong with messy? You love rock and roll.
They're sticky.
Rock and roll's
messy.
Sticky
in a bad way.
Bands are stinky.
Sticky with champagne is cool. Sticky with anything else is bad.
What if it's a anything else?
No, I'm just not going to say
kids?
It. I'm going to leave Jen to say that part.
Do you hate kids because people just Instagram photos of their kids and that's the fucking worst?
Their kids and their food. I actually, that's the one thing. I won't shoot kids and I won't shoot weddings. Everything else is game.
So how do you make any money?
I will shoot kids. I'm
with
sorry.
A gun.
What
was
that?
Wait. How do you make any money if you won't shoot kids or food?
No, we're gonna shoot
some
kids.
Shoot
we're fine.
Oh, you weddings.
You don't do what? So you don't do any kids stuff, and you don't do any wedding stuff. Yet you get paid to shoot stuff.
Occasionally.
Kids. You be paid
we're
to
just
shoot
gonna
kids.
Shoot some kids.
Why did you want to get into this besides just like I want to get into shows? Because here's another tip, kids at home, if you're listening at home, if you want to get into a show, you tell them you're going to write an article about them and just
basically
go.
Basically, just
that's
have a
it.
Blog
like you
and
don't,
tell the publicist, and you're good to go.
You don't need to actually do anything.
No,
I've,
not really.
Yeah, I don't pay for shows. You shouldn't pay for shows.
Honestly, I've been kind of an artistic person. I was taking art classes, whatever.
Yeah.
Summer school was always art classes and. I didn't know what I didn't know what the fuck to do with my life, so I started taking photography, and it was just it.
And you're happy doing this.
I fucking love it.
Really?
When I have a camera in my hands, I feel like a different person.
How do you feel now?
Did you bring your
right
camera
right now?
Tonight?
I'm fucking uncomfortable.
Why are you uncomfortable?
There's people looking at me.
Just look at me. It's okay. I'll judge you. Don't worry.
Boots. Thank you.
Did you bring your camera tonight?
It's right there. All right,
so
my
then you can
right
take
there.
Pictures of us.
What kind
later.
Of camera do you use?
A big one.
Is it a big one?
It's fucking big.
That's a nice answer.
I'm a size queen.
You're a size queen.
Yes.
Okay, maybe that's the problem with having children. You're afraid that it'll ruin the size adventures.
All the little things?
All the small things.
Oh, no.
If you start playing that, I'm going to kill you.
All the small things. Listen, I got this great friend I want you to meet. His name is Tom. He's a very good singer. Tom,
hi,
will you
Tom.
Come up here for a second? Tom? Tom, this is our guest, Catherine. Will you say hi to Catherine?
Hi, nice to meet you.
Really quick, I just want you to hear what Tom can do for you. Really quickly. Just fucking... Never mind. You guys know it? Never mind. I'll cut that whole part out of the podcast.
Just kidding.
You're good.
Okay,
why are you nervous? Seriously.
Because people behind a camera don't like to be in front of other people. Yeah, what
Jen said. Like, what is your favorite thing to shoot?
Kids.
I'm you. Sorry.
What's your favorite thing to shoot? What's your favorite subject?
I shoot a lot of live music because I love music and I love being close to the music as possible.
Who are some of the bands that DC needs to know about?
Like, that DC needs to know about?
Yeah, like some underground bands, like Thievery Corporation.
Oh, yeah, Thievery Corporation is so fucking underground. How about that? They can't, like, sell out eight shows in a row at 9:30
club. Fugaz.
Fugazis.
Fugaz.
Nobody's fucking heard of that shit.
Who are those guys?
Fugazis.
Fu-Nazi? That's not them.
George.
Did you know Dave Grohl is from this city?
No. Keep talking about that.
How about the
idea.
How about the Dave Matthews Band? They're pretty
DMBs,
great.
DMBs, DMBs.
Yeah, the DMB that, and
DMBs,
the
that, like, Dave and Buster's.
Wait, can I ask you like a fun question?
It's not. Yeah. What?
Have you ever banged a guy? For like, have you been like, I'm backstage. I might as well just get it in.
Do you have a dick? Is what
no
she's comment.
Asking.
No, you.
You know what I'm saying. Like, have
yes,
you ever,
I have a gigantic
have,
penis.
Have you ever parlayed?
She's a size queen.
Fuck off. Have you ever parlayed your backstage pass into a backstage pass?
Backstage pass.
Well, you know what I'm saying. You get behind the front lines more
no
so than a regular person. You have
so which
had
one?
Sex with
which
somebody.
Band?
Who have you had sex with? What? No, yeah. We've been very open. Like, I've been very open about all the awful. Like, I've slept with so many awful band guys. There's no way
she has.
They're
she
bad.
We're just gonna go with Washerwoman.
Oh, then we have something in common. Oh, it got weird.
Yep. James yep. That's what I'm here for.
This is awesome. No one's going to enjoy this in this room or the podcast, but Ian and I are
fucking... The podcast
Ian,
doesn't know what the fuck
Ian and I are fucking loving this. We're just going to stare. Bro! We're engaged men.
Awesome.
It is awesome to watch this fucking train derail. Okay. So, besides the best bands in DC, which include Washerwoman, Aaron Thompson, Fugazi...
The Dance Party.
What are some of the bands people need to know
they're
about?
The worst.
You're more connected than most people, so give them some recommendations.
Oh, Shark Week.
Oh, God, you're actually asking me a question.
Shark Week. They're actually legitimately a good band.
I don't actually know Shark Week. Who's fucking local? I'm just going to say a lot and until you ask me another question, because I
just
can't
said,
think of
never mind.
Right
you said something that made me and Nathan laugh, and it was really awkward. You didn't give us any tips. Good. We need a tip.
All right, tips on photography. Don't be a dickbag.
Is that a life tip or just a photography tip?
No, when you're taking pictures, don't be an asshole to like the people around you. A lot of times, if there's no barricade that I can shoot from, I have to push my way through a crowd when I'm shooting shows, and I have a giant bag, a giant camera, a giant lens, and people are looking at me like I'm an asshole. If you just say, excuse me, people suddenly change. It's
don't
awesome.
You usually
just,
have
like,
a photo pass so that you don't have to excuse anything?
That's only if there's a barricade. If there's no barricade and I have to push my way through the crowd, I'm kind of fucked, and I just say, like, excuse
can I
me,
tell,
thank
can
you,
I tell
you,
a story about a time I was punched at the Justin Timberlake 9:30 Club concert?
Like, yes. Yes, we can.
Yeah, well, I was at... Do you guys know that Justin Timberlake performed at the 9:30 Club? Thank you. I was there for that. And a girl...
Wait, why would you take credit for attending a show?
Are you? Because it was Justin Timberlake at the fucking 9:30 Club.
I probably
and that's
sold
an
out
accomplishment.
Really fast, and you're awesome for getting tickets.
And there was a girl behind me who kept thinking, like, oh, I'm sorry I got here late, but I should still be in front of you, which is how some people think when they arrive late to a show. And when I wouldn't let her through, she punched my neck.
Bring a camera.
So what
people
I did was I elbowed her face and then called the 9:30 Club security guard over, and he had her ejected from the show. So she missed Sexy Back.
Yes, we can. Yes, we can. Yes, we can.
I ruined her life that night.
You sound, awesome. You sound like an awful person. Jen Tisdale, I'm talking to you.
Yeah, no, I am.
No, I know.
Okay, good. All right, well, that's a good tip. Thank you, Catherine. I'm going to ask you a question from the Kids Book of Questions.
Yeah.
It's an awful book. It's by Gregory Stack, PhD. I need you to pick a number between 18 and 19.
A real number?
Yes.
Can I pick an imaginary number?
That
yeah, the letter
exist.
I.
Pick a number between 18 and 19.
Thank you.
18.62597.
That is more towards 19. 19. What did you get yourself in the biggest mess by telling a lie? What
I
do you,
never
what
lie.
Do you think would have happened if you told the truth?
I never lie.
Oh, you've bullshit. Never lied.
I don't lie.
So which band did you sleep with?
Yeah.
I can just not say, but that's
come
not
on,
a
man,
play.
Just tell.
That's kind
I'll,
of a lie.
I'll tell you the worst band guy I've ever fucked.
Okay.
He was in the Bloodhound Gang. Or, fuck you. And a guy from Less Than Jake. So come on.
I am pure. I don't sleep with anybody.
Bullshit. Which guy in the Bloodhound Gang?
Which guy?
The fat guy.
Oh, weight is funny.
Yeah, just put an instrument in front of somebody, and I will put my vagina around your penis. Is basically how that goes.
Say, now respond to that, Catherine.
See, now are you telling me you can't be open after I just let that cat out of the fucking fat bag? Kidding me?
Honestly, I don't get backstage.
Oh, let's get you backstage, and you can make out. Just make
out
with
somebody.
Do you
want me to help you?
Make out with everybody.
Oh, that's nice. So she'll make out with you now, and she's got a camera, so you can Instagram it. She'll love that.
You can't Instagram from my camera.
We'll make it happen, okay?
Yes, we can. Yes, forward. Forward.
Catherine, people could find you elbowing for room at what shows coming up?
Tomorrow I'm going to be at Rock and Roll Hotel shooting Shiny Toy Guns.
Oh, Shiny Toy Guns. See?
That's a band.
Oh, that's a band that everybody's
that
not
actually
familiar with.
Yeah. And
I'm familiar with that.
Let's see, next week I'm going to be shooting Class Actress and at the Auto Bar in Baltimore.
You know what's fun about almost all those words? You could have made them up and no one would have known the difference.
I am. It's okay.
It's
I'm totally
cute.
Making it all up.
People could find your photography where?
AmbientEye.com. That's ambient.
But not Amber Eye.
Ambient. Like, it's like the light.
It's not named
and
within the 311
sound.
Song.
It's a pun. See, it's for light and sound.
I understand. AmbientEye.com. Thank you so much for doing this. Thank you for letting us make you feel uncomfortable.
Awesome.
Ladies and gentlemen, put your hands together for the very uncomfortable Catherine Gaines, everybody.
All the small things, truth hurts.
Please stop. Please just stop. Just stop. Oh, thank God. All right, that's over. Fuck. Thank you, Tom DeLonge, for coming all the way out here. I'm very excited to have our next guest on the show. He's a very funny man, and he's the only comic in Washington, D.C. that isn't on Facebook. And that alone makes me like him because I'm sick of all your invites. Ladies and gentlemen, please put your hands together for the very funny Mr. Chris Milner, everybody. Chris!
Brilliant. So, ladies and gentlemen, hello. Clearly, I'm not from DC, but I am from DC, and I love walking around DC dressed in a suit. Because sometimes I feel like living here, you don't get asked for change enough. No. You know? I was at the bus stop, there was a billboard that said the words homeless and veterans should never be used in the same sentence. And I thought that's quite a powerful phrase, but whoever wrote it completely broke their own rule. And then the bus came, got on the bus, and the driver, you know when the driver does this, he goes, will everyone move down to the back of the bus? Will everyone move down to the back of the bus? And I'm thinking, not everyone, surely, because then everyone would be really crowded down the back of the bus. There'd be a massive space. But I said, sit down, Keanu, we're not trying to fucking jump the gap yet. You're not Sandra Bloody Bullock. That's what he said. Now I've got loads of jokes about public transport because I can't afford a car. Yeah. No. You've got a car. What are you talking about? My mum once told me, she said, Chris, there are no free rides in life. That would have been good advice, but we were on an escalator at the time. And I was young, but the irony really wasn't lost on me. You love your mothers? That's called playing to the crowd. That's another lesson my mum taught me. She was a stripper. Yeah, that revelation adds a bit of gravitas to the no free rides joke, doesn't it? Yeah. Well, I'm not here to talk about my mum. You can find out all you want to know about her on the internet. I'm here to talk about picky eaters. Yes. I'm going to talk about the most marginalized group of picky eaters in the world. The picky eaters who are vegan. And black. And white. I know you're all worried that was going to get stunningly racist there. And Chinese. Could still. We've got vegan, white, black, Chinese. That's right, I'm going to talk about pandas. Okay? White, black, Chinese, vegan. Four demographics that work so well in society, side by side, as people. Of course they're going to work when you put them combined into the form of a bear. No, because I've got no respect for picky vegans. I think if you're a picky vegan, you deserve to be on the edge of extinction, to be honest. But let's be honest. If you're a picky vegan that's also a fucking bear, I'm surprised you've made it this far. Because let's be honest, you're a bear. You can eat whatever you want, right? You could even eat people, right? There are around the world, in all the countries where there are bears have been known to eat people. But not in China. No, a country renowned for its conservative eating habits. Right. In China, the bears eat bamboo. The panda, the most depleted, hard to reproduce species of animal on the planet, trying to take on the fastest growing plant on the planet. Okay, maybe if they ate people, they'd have a bit more of a chance of survival. Because let's be honest, what's the only thing there's more of than bamboo in China? It's people. If they hadn't been quite such picky eaters, they could have solved two global problems there. You reduce the population of China, you increase the population of pandas. I doubt there would be a state-imposed one-child policy if every other Chinese baby got savaged to death by a bear. Selfish. I'm sure some of you think that I might make a joke now about that baby panda that died, but I'm not going to, because that was very sad. And the only difference between that dead baby panda and a joke about a dead baby panda is that one of them's going to get old. Shouldn't have clapped that. That was very sad. I was very sad when that happened. And in order to honour the death of that panda, I went out and I had sex with the girl from my Chinese takeaway. Yeah. In the middle of things, I said, "Do you want to do a quick 69? And she said, "I'm not really in the mood to cook, thanks. I just left work." Yeah, I know. It's a bit high. Yeah. Get ready on those. There are going to be a few more. Yeah, we didn't really see eye to eye. She had much better peripherals. No. Thanks for that, boss. No, it was Olympics envy. That's why we broke up. She was jealous of the Olympics that we had. It was great. Because, as we all know, London Olympics this summer. And it was groundbreaking. Why? Because they let Oscar Pistorius compete with the able-bodied men. Do you remember who that guy was? Yeah, he's the 400-meter runner from South Africa. He was born with no lower legs. So they fitted him with artificial prosthetic lower legs so he compete with able-bodied men. And that's fine. I've got no problem with that. Okay? Where I have an issue is that there was a female Dutch ping pong player at the start of the Olympics. Did you see this? She only had one hand. Yeah. She had great manipulation of the paddle hand. Great manipulation of the paddle hand. But she couldn't catch the ping pong ball. She had to serve with it in the crook of her elbow like this. And I thought, they gave Pistorius artificial legs. But no one thought of putting an artificial hungry, hungry hippo head onto this woman's hand to snap up all those balls. It's fucking sexist. Yeah. She deserved a hand, I don't know, but never mind. Okay, right. Now, you see, disabilities can be funny. I know people say you shouldn't make fun of the disabled, but I say, why not? Who's to say they don't sit around making fun of us? Look at you over there with all your legs just standing there. Quick question, what's your favourite disability? Second question, why didn't you have one ready? Never get involved with the audience. It's another lesson from my good old mum. She was a stripper. I said, why once? She said, because otherwise this happens. Whilst looking me dead in the eye. My favourite disability is blindness. Because I slept with a blind girl once. Get ready. She said, "Chris, you've got the biggest penis I've ever put my hands on." I said, "Clearly you're pulling my leg."
Oh! Do it! Do it!
You never saw that one coming, did you? Nor did she! Come on! Oh, you're a dickhead! Fuck's sake. All right, okay, so clearly most of this set has been completely made up, but I'm going to end... Don't owl. I didn't really sleep with a Chinese girl and ask her if she wanted to do a 69. No, it wasn't a lie. I'll tell you some true stories. Okay, I'll tell you a true story. Okay, so big brunch scene in DC. Okay, when I first moved here, I thought it was a bit, what's the word, gay? But now I love it. Now I love it. I think it's fabulous. Now it's my favorite thing. And I was having brunch, and someone said to me, I don't eat eggs because they're abortions. I know. I was like, what? That's rubbish. They're kidnap victims. If they're anything, they're kidnap victims. Imagine being a chicken. It would be a fucking harrowing experience. Every single day, your newborn child would get kidnapped. If I was a farmer, though, I would cut little letters out of magazines and make ransom notes. Then just leave them in the chicken's coop, you know, just to fuck with the chicken a little bit more. They'd say, chicken, I have your baby. You want to see it again? I suggest you lay another egg. Serious kidnapper. This is not a yoke. Next day, chicken, your baby's beginning to crack. It's time to decide who comes first, you or the kid. Yeah. Thanks. I know. And then I thought that was the stupidest thing I'd hear that brunch. But guy actually followed up with, Chris, what do you call English muffins in England? Any ideas? Correct. We call them fucking muffins. It would be ridiculous if you were English to call them English muffins. How patriotic do you... Is it that weird we'd have exactly the same method of differentiation of muffins as you guys? I mean, we have American cheese, you know, but I mean, I'm sure you don't call it American cheese. What do you call it? Never get involved with the audience. Bad things will happen to you. And on that, with that in mind, I'd like to leave on this public service announcement. Ladies, the biggest cause of rape is refusal to have sex. Thank you very much. That's all my
Chris
time.
Chris Milner, everybody!
Cheers, guys.
Play some songs while he sits down. Or, no, you don't. He doesn't deserve a song? There we go. Come on, give him a song. Give him a song. A sad, sad, sad song.
What are you playing?
Twin Peaks. Welcome to the show, Chris. How are you?
Pretty good.
How old are you, number one?
28.
28. How long have you been doing comedy?
Not as old as Jen.
Fuck you.
Have another beer.
I wish.
Sorry.
If someone wants to bring me one, I won't turn
you,
it down.
You mentioned it in your stand-up.
I did, didn't I? I did, didn't I?
Is this how this is
going
to go?
This is how
really?
This is going to go.
Yeah. It's a gift and a curse, the accent. You can understand
No, it's
this.
The gift that keeps on giving.
It does, doesn't it?
All I heard was your accent. I don't even know what the fuck you said. I was like, accent!
Okay, it's good.
It
girls
straight,
like it, but...
No
but,
offense to the girlfriend who's filming this. It went straight to my vagina the whole time. Like, all I was like, accent! I had a baby on stage. Sorry, I'm
wouldn't
making
have been your first.
The one I carried to term, it would
no,
have
no,
been.
No, it's fine. But ultimately, women like it.
Wait, you didn't hear that part. That was awesome. That was awesome.
What was that? What did you say? Did he one-up me?
Yes,
she did.
What did she say?
He said, one I carried to term, maybe.
Yeah.
Can we talk about, okay. I know that it's an audio podcast, but Chris is wearing a, I touched him, a Back to the Future t-shirt.
Did you wear that knowing that?
You didn't know that I was a fan. I have a Back to the Future tattoo, in case I don't know any of you people. In case I haven't fucked anybody here. You can't, it's right here. It's on my thigh, it's on my
upper
thigh.
Not.
Roughly
maybe
half
not.
Of this audience has probably seen it. But I'm just so excited that here you are with an accent and this t-shirt and my loins
great.
Have exploded.
Stop waxing lyrical about the bloody accent. Can
stop saying things like bloody.
Reel it back in for a second.
How can you demand I ignore your accent and then say bloody? Are you fucking kidding me with this shit?
Do you want to know something funny?
Say lift.
Elevator.
No, that's the word. I'm sorry. Okay, let's focus. Your comedy's
how long have you been doing stand-up?
In total, 2.5 years. Where but that's over a course of about 4 years.
How many stones have you been doing? I'm sorry, go ahead.
Where did you start?
Briefly at university, and then I dabbled in London without telling anyone at all, because I was so mortified that someone
which
would actually
university?
Turn up. And then I actually moved to Spain, lived there, didn't do any stand-up.
Really?
Because that couldn't have worked.
Wait, really quick, let's...
The accent gets you nowhere when
where
you're speaking
did you start,
Spanish.
Okay, when you started doing comedy, you were at college, or university.
Yeah. Did weird improv-y things at uni, didn't really like it.
Wait,
uni? What?
College.
Get me off the stage, I can't help it.
Don't carry on like that. You'll
fall
off soon
for?
Enough.
What were you going to school for?
I was doing Hispanic studies and film studies. So
is that how you ended
Spain?
Up in Spain?
Yeah.
Okay, okay. And then did you graduate?
Yeah.
Okay. Is that what
is that a normal follow-up question when people say they went to university in this country?
For a comic, for a comic, yeah, absolutely.
Didn't get arrested.
Jen, did you go to college?
I did not finish college.
There you go, see? It's a normal response. There's nothing wrong with that.
Okay. Great, dead silence.
Wait, really, Chris?
As they all are like, God, I hope she marries up.
Are you using the degree you got?
Assholes.
Only to shout at my South American girlfriend when we don't want anyone to understand what we're talking about.
See, there you go. So it's not really paying off.
It's not really paying
off. So don't beat anybody up for not graduating, that's all.
No, yeah, you're right. But I wasn't technically.
She's a person.
You were. You're the only one that needed to know if I finished college, knowing full well that I did not.
I'm just saying that it's quite normal.
So in fact, Brandon, you were a bit of a dick there because
you
knew she
you
didn't finish college.
Yes, you were a bit of a dick there.
And then you brought it up.
And now how hard, it's so much better when he's accent.
Let's just sit on.
You're a
let's
bit
just,
of a
let's
dick
just go like this,
there, you know? Brandon.
I'm fine.
It's
I don't
like I'm
care
arguing
what happens.
With Sir Arthur Conan Doyle.
No matter what, I'm not going home alone, but you two might if you keep this up. I'm just saying. It's very... It's tricky right now. You have a high girlfriend. You're a very pretty lady. I haven't met you. I'm Brandon. This could get weird quicker than it already is. So,
no.
See, it's no. See, that's not right. And he was mean to her, so he's kind of like flirty, yeah. But not really. But
nope.
It's like, ooh, that makes her even more excited.
It's okay. I've got it under wraps. Hold on.
I'm fine.
Jen, I'm really sorry that I offended you.
I don't care.
I was
care.
Very wondering.
And your words
could...
are nothing.
No,
you're having an accent.
I'll speak like
what
Tiny
saying.
Tim. Like Tiny Tim from The Christmas Carol. Mr. Scrooge, Ebenezer.
Stop it.
Can I clean your chimney, Jen?
Aren't you guys doing this too, or am I the only weirdo on stage being
Jen,
like...
let me clean your chimney, Jen. Let me sweep your chimney.
This guy wants to
let
get
me
drunk.
Brush your pipes.
Boom. What
right.
are they? Oh,
what
no.
brought you to DC, Chris?
I'm
a pussy.
To work.
I'm just kidding.
Okay, what's your job?
I work at a hotel, actually.
Really?
Weirdly, yeah.
Nah, it's a
I
job.
Know, I didn't like
job's
it.
Job.
But then you have to work too late. You have to work in a hotel, you work really long hours, so I miss a lot of mics, and it's
That's
really
true.
Annoying. Very annoying, actually.
What's
in fact, it's fucking shit, and I really wish that I didn't have to fucking work there so I could do comedy all the time.
Why don't you get a
but
different job?
Because my visa is dependent on me working for this company.
Catch-22. This specific company?
Yeah.
Does your girlfriend
oh, wow.
have citizenship? Are you said she's South American. Are you a U.S. citizen? Oh, you guys should get married then.
Yeah, don't bring that up.
Oh, what happened? Well, I just made it
God,
weird.
I saw that
Look
road
that.
Coming,
you
and then
didn't.
Before we even knew it, we were at the end of it.
But
I
thought
like,
where we were going, we didn't need any roads. We're fine.
Yes, this is recorded, by the way. This is all recorded.
You're gonna be fine. You're gonna get married. You're gonna wife her up and get your citizenship. That's the way it's done in America. I don't know if you've seen Coming to America, but that's exactly how it works. That was actually a documentary.
Fuck you too.
I have a date with Lisa. Thank you. Thank you. That's my Eddie Murphy impression.
Really good.
Thank you.
I really.
I fucking love that
hey,
movie.
Do that at some of the South by Southwest auditions. Just do Coming to America.
I'm just gonna quote Coming to America for 7 fucking minutes.
Spike 7 different mics too. It'll be great.
Do you reckon you can use your ability to get me a beer? You seem to have an inside connect.
I've got this beer right here.
You understand that you could use the words that are used in America. You don't always have to default to the British one. You know
what did I
yeah,
say?
Yeah, what's up?
Why every single time you could use a more British word, you do.
You should assimilate.
Do I? That's because yes. I speak British. Why am I?
I understand that.
That's the immediate go-to
I understand
word.
That.
Did
it's
you guys
delightful.
Hear what he
My
said?
My mother
British?
Gets annoyed with me in emails because she says I'm getting too Americanized. She said you said soda in your email the other day.
As opposed
to soft drink.
Oh, that's a
which doesn't make any sense. It's a soft drink. What the fuck is a soft drink? They're all soft.
It's an emotionally available and loving drink.
Oh, you're a star.
Look at this gentleman.
Oh, I didn't even think that would happen.
No,
that was
he's
rapid.
The best.
That was what?
No.
Rapid.
Rapid. Rapid.
Do you know what I do though? Here's how sad. Here's how. First of all, I am an Anglophile.
I'm sorry. I'm laughing at your voice.
It's
I'm
funny.
So
I'm,
sorry.
I'm laughing at your Don't. Cardigan in my head.
It's very warm. It's very warm.
You're a fucking drunk.
This
do you want to look it up?
This is coming with me
all
later.
Over. It's right.
No.
It's beer on Back to the Future on an Englishman. How are you not all over that?
Because you have a girlfriend.
You want to marry him, right? He's really nice to women. He, yeah? He's a hot guy.
Here's the thing, though. I am an Anglophile.
Just pointed at her.
I was choosing between the microphone or the beer.
These throngs of people. How will she see me? I must point at her. You're fun, Chris.
Sorry.
Great. You should do the show again.
I'd love to.
All right, cool. Let's end this question with a question from the
really?
Kids' book.
Really?
We're
going to end it already?
We have two more segments.
We don't care about
What's
the other
question? Thing.
If you could be invisible for a day, what would you do?
He would be British. I'm sorry, dude. I don't...
Do you know what? Out of all the questions you could have asked, that's the only one that I've actually put considerable thought into.
I didn't write it. Thank Gregory Stark, PhD.
I really hate crowds, so I'd just go to shops at night and get myself locked in so I could just go around the shop.
Why
wait 12 hours,
wait,
shop. Walk out with what I needed.
Wait, shop. Really quick. Why don't you just shop online?
No, because he shops in the shop.
Because then you got no benefit of being invisible, whether you...
No, but online you are invisible. There's the rub. The rub. Say it. Thank you.
I missed that, actually. Wow.
What's off that right through yonder window breaks? Say it.
Oh, yeah, sorry. I can't forget every single Shakespeare quote there ever has been off the top of my head, thanks. I know you've got a go-to list of about three.
I worked at the Maryland Renaissance Festival. I am the saddest person on the planet. I am the saddest person.
For the benefits of the podcast,
really,
I am nodding my head.
You would just go to shops?
Yeah. What, are they shopping?
And shop?
Yeah, I really hate crowds. That's my only logic.
Are you only shopping?
You're nodding, you know. I hate crowds too. I would go in shops.
Are you only shopping during Christmas? Or is it, what is it, Michaelmas? What do you guys call it?
No, we call it Christmas.
Michaelmas!
You know what that is? Is your Lord and Savior
bizarre.
Michael?
I don't know what you think happens in England.
Wait,
Mike
really
Christ?
Wait.
Why did you say Mike?
I don't know what that is. Wait, before you
it's
go.
It's not a thing. That's why.
It's a thing. Before you go.
Michaelmas is a season.
Thank you. See? It's a thing. Before you go, what is Boxing Day? What the
Boxing
fuck?
Boxing Day is the 26th.
Yes, but what the fuck is Boxing Day?
Explain your land.
Explain the place I left and I regret leaving every day. What is Boxing
What? You were
day?
There? Bullshit, you were there.
Well, my people.
You talk like someone... Ah, there it is.
Well, so tell me what Boxing Day is.
Blonde people. Vikings. Yes, you were there.
I like how you pretend like... Oh, come on. Okay, tell me what Boxing Day is.
Boxing Day is the day after Christmas when supposedly you throw out all the boxes.
That's not it. That's not what it is.
I don't know... Well, it's not... Because people box, is it?
Like, no, it's not. Because people box,
is it? It's got to be to do with the boxes.
It?
It's got to be relevant to Christmas.
But it's something, and that's not what it is.
Okay, I don't know. Adam, think of a funny comeback. What's Boxing Day?
It's actually where you throw out the boxes.
Thank you. Exactly.
Why can't you do that?
Why go to humor when you can just use truth?
This is the worst holiday. But you guys get off work for that because it takes so long to throw out all your boxes. Oh, I've got so many boxes. I've got to get rid of all my boxes.
Why did they give us a whole day?
You guys are the worst.
People,
you
get like 3 minutes at the end of the day.
And also, you guys are not environmentally sound if you're throwing out all your fucking boxes. Just saying.
We're getting ready for your future home.
Oh, my God. You're right. Let's get out of here before I try to wife him up. No offense. You're beautiful. We could have like a whole polyamorous thing. I'm available for that.
She stopped recording. She's disappeared.
Nope, she's gone. There you are, darling.
Stop recording then. All right.
No, she's fine.
Just a podcast.
Let's go.
Not video. It would have been good for the
I feel like I've watched year like eight of A Marriage right now.
Oh, my God. With me and Jen?
Yeah.
Oh, mate, get me off the fucking stage. All right, thanks a lot.
Do you have any shows you want to plug?
I'll probably do Drafthouse.
No, open mics. Please don't promote an open mic.
Well, the only one paid show I had to pull out of because of fucking work.
I'm sorry.
Which was going to be on Wednesday, Laugh Your Grits Off in Codmother, Marie Alexander, Jamel Johnson.
You love Laugh Your Grits Off, right, Brandon?
That's
like one of your
Clearly
favorites.
He doesn't love it.
No, he loves it.
Wait, I don't love
it. I'll carry on promoting the show then. They do great Sunday brunch shows.
Oh, that show! Ah!
Yeah.
No. It's just not for me.
I understand.
No, but that's a great idea for a show.
I know.
It's just not for me.
As is tuning into table conversation of three people sitting around drinking. That is also a good idea for a show.
I understood half of your words. I'm sorry. Did you say rinking at the end?
What?
Exactly. See, you're so nice. No, you're really mean.
I'm really mean.
You're funny, though.
Let me ask you one more thing.
No, we can't. Ladies and gentlemen, please put your hands together for Chris Milner, everybody. Chris! believe that anybody feels the way I feel about you now. Fuck it, stop it! Sean Pennsylvania or something, Leash.
Sean Penetrations. This was a
you
really...
You can sit, we're not done.
This was like, oh, okay. Thanks, Dad.
This next guy won a contest. That's why he's coming on the show. Ladies and gentlemen, put your hands together. You guys ready to play him on?
Yeah. Really?
Put your hands together for Puke... Sorry, I haven't met the beginning. Puquandric Excalibur, everybody! Puquandric, come to the stage, sir! Puquandric.
Check it out. Everybody. Everybody, check it out. Brandon Witherby podcast tonight. Live from Washington, D.C. Yee-hee-hee. Thank you.
Thank you.
I'm very happy to be here.
Thanks for being here.
My name is Puquandric Excalibur.
Oh, okay.
I am a songwriter, entertainer,
really?
Native of Oakland, California. Homie.
Hey.
Homie.
Thanks for visiting us in our
nation. Thank you.
In our nation's capital.
Thank you for having me today at the podcast.
Well, why did you want to come on the podcast?
First of all, I think that your podcast tonight hasn't said anything about something that's very important.
What is that?
And that is the recent hurricane in New York. It's like New York's 9/11. It's the Hurricane Sandy. Sandy.
So Sandy is like New York's 9/11.
Yes. And I just want to thank everyone. I want to thank Mayor Giuliani. I want to thank President Clinton. I want to thank all the rescue personnel. Everyone that helped out. President Clinton. Everybody.
Well, Pete Kondrick, you have some of those names incorrect. I think you're thinking of about 12 to 15 years ago.
You see, you have Hurricane Katrina that happened in New Orleans.
That's true.
And we got to get more serious about the hurricane.
Yes, we do. We're raising hurricane awareness. Is that what we're doing tonight?
No.
Okay. What are we doing tonight?
I would like to have a general discussion about a career retrospective regarding what I have done in my professional life.
What have you done?
I'm a songwriter.
And yes, you are.
I have written some of the most famous songs that have ever been on the radio.
Really?
That have ever been on TV.
Really?
I used to be in a band.
What was your band?
It's called Crazy Boys.
Okay.
We were the craziest boys in all of Oakland, California.
How was Crazy Boys spelled?
It was like with 7 Z's.
Cool.
And a K for the crazy.
Yeah, well, that was a given. Like, yeah, okay. So you were in Crazy... I'm sorry.
I was in the Crazy Boys.
I've never actually heard of Crazy Boys.
Oh, maybe you know our song, Baby That Pussy, and I'm gonna mess everybody.
Whoa. That's not a Crazy Boy. That's a Bone Thugs and Harmony song.
Oh, no. You might be mistaken because I wrote, and I'm going to miss everybody. That's actually...
Are you serious?
Yes,
You wrote that hook?
I am the author of hooks. I write hooks.
Those are the most important parts of the song.
And a lot of my hooks have been on some of the most famous songs that have ever been known.
Wow.
On the radio.
What's... Do you have any...
On the television, on the MTV, on the song Spotify...
You saw into the future. You said this is going to be big on Spotify one day.
Yes.
So besides Bone Thugs and Harmony ripping you off, did you get paid from that?
Yes, I got paid from that song.
Good. You deserve it. It's a great
Yes, I also have some other songs that I've written.
What are some of those songs?
Okay, do you know this song by Sinead Obama called Nothing Compares to You?
That's originally by Prince.
Well, originally, before it was Prince, it was me, Puquandric Excalibur.
What?
Yes.
Prince stole from you?
No, he didn't steal from me. I wrote it for him, and then he wrote it for Sinead Obama.
Okay. Which part did you sing? Or write, I'm sorry.
Nothing compares to you, and I'm going to miss everybody.
Oh, my God!
Wow, that's a great song.
Thank you.
Those are two of the best songs of the 90s.
Thank you. Thank you.
Really quick, before we go any further, Mr. Excalibur.
Yes.
Why are you in an important meeting? Why do you have your Bluetooth on right now?
Actually, the truth of the matter is I dropped salad dressing in my cell phone earpiece, so I had to buy this Bluetooth and walk around like a pervert. Like a robot pervert. That is what I look like right now. Right now.
So when people, because this is an audio.
Hello? Goodbye. Yes.
Oh, wow.
Yes.
Who did you just hang up on?
I don't know. It was probably Mitch Rodney. Mitch Rodney. The candidate for the Republican Party.
How are you going to vote really quick?
Well, you have two choices. You have a choice between Mitch Rodney, and you have a choice between the other guy. His name is... what is his name? Barack Pajama.
Did you write any other songs?
Barack Pajama could be the first black president. Watch out. Take that however you want. All right. Yeah, I wrote some other songs. I could sing you some of my other
Please
songs.
Please do. I'd love to hear them.
I wrote a song called Losing My Religion.
By R.E.M.?
By Rem, yes.
Oh, wow. Which part?
You want to throw it to the clip? This is the demo of Losing My Religion. The hook.
Go to the clip.
Just the hook.
Just the hook. Go to the clip.
That's me in the corner. That's me in the spotlight. Losing my religion. And I'm going to miss everybody. And I'm going to miss everybody. Thank you.
That clip was fantastic.
Can I get a round of applesauce, everyone? Thank you. Thank you.
How do I pronounce your first name again?
Pukwandrick.
Pukwandrick. Is that a family name?
It's actually a name I gave myself when I was 21 years old.
How old are you now?
Right now, I'm 43 years old.
You look great.
Thank you.
Where are you from originally?
I'm actually from Bloomfield Hills, Michigan.
We actually have to move on. We have another musician. He's not nearly as famous as you.
It's not fair to remind me.
No way! You wrote that?
I didn't know that I'm going to miss everybody. Thank you. Thank you.
Wow.
See you at the crossroads. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Yes. Oh, my God. That was fantastic.
My name's Alex Vans. I've got a band called Alex Vans and the Hideaway. They're not with me right now. Well, my drummer's at the bar, but, you know, I'm by myself today. These are a couple songs off my new record, which is coming out in January. I hope you enjoy.
Tell you I'm on a losing streak. Put your face down. You try your best to wet your beak. I wish I had a passion. I wanna have beliefs, but my obsessions they just change from week to week. I worry I got something to work with. Tell me I'll go far. Write your number on the back of my receipt at the bar. You can be my partner. You can be my friend. You say let's make a deal and I'll stick with you from end to end. Are we good enough? Is this strong enough to sell? We meet your standards. Not only won't we stop for raising hell. stars. Just offer me a smoke, cause without you, man, you know I'd be lost. Give me consolation. Tell me I'm your man. Back up all your promises and burn them in the palm of your hand. Are we good enough? Is this strong enough to sell? Do we meet your standards? If that only one is out for the raising hell. Yeah, you do for us nothing that we can't do for ourselves. Our name, leave us picking up your broken shell. You know you make me nervous. I'm losing trust, and I find out you're turning my investment to dust. So see me out of this one. It's a crooked deal. I better find someone who knows who I can bet for a meal. Are we good enough? Is this strong enough to sell? Do we meet your standards? If not, will you help me stop feeling amazing? Hey, are we good enough? Is this strong enough?
Thank you. Thanks very much. This song is called Chase the Night. It's out now. Put each other to
Yeah, we tried to chase the night away, but we lost it till the day. Thanks very much. That song was called Chase the Night. All right, yeah, I can play that. This is an old one. I think I played this song on the last time I was on your show, which was about, 18 months ago. I've switched, this is a song that was on my last acoustic EP. It's called Saints, by request. So here we go.
Is this the last one?
All right, cool. I was there for yesterday, can I be there for years? I'll be there when tomorrow calls to play upon your fears. I was there when waters rose and took men from their homes. I'll be there when all you have is only who you know. When all the saints surrendered from their weakness, and the ministers indulged their inner needs, when the faithful hear the word and join the sinners in the herd, I'll be there when you return to me. I was there for seasons change. I slept out in the rain. I'll be there when you open up and welcome me again. And I was there when never prophets forecast at the end. I'll be there when your man stands up to greet me as a friend. Now the strangers make their introductions, yeah, the law school dropouts leave with their degrees. When the vegans make their kill, then the red blood they spill, I'll be there when you return to me. When we first kissed, your grin and threw me out. I'll be at your door to beg for more when I drink away my doubt. And I was there for all those nights you turned around my head. And I'll be there when you decide to curl up in my bed. When all the troubled youth pack up and leave the ballroom, and the cool kids try and rest their weary eyes, when the whiskey drinkers trade their jack for red wine, and the superstitious recognize their lies, when you're dumb and all your routine obligations, and your jealous friends are all but history, when the boy who was your man turns into something you can't stand, I'll be there when you return to me. I'll be there when you return to me. I'll be there when you return to me. Thanks very much. I think I'm going to do one more. Well, I can't invite the sinners, I can't help but be a party to their sin. And I shed too many battles with a Lucifer who welcomes my chagrin. And I tried to deny the desperate feeling that is claiming as its kin. Yeah, I know I can't hide it, but the devil, he knows where the hell I've been. And I've pinned a lot of regrets, none have ever made it under your skin. Your wasted youth will be my epithet, as I don't even know where to begin. And I can't convince a sinner now to stand up for the rights he has within. And I don't know how to make him give a shit about where the hell I've been. Got your numbers on the table, got a score to show that you've been made a man. But all your titles and credentials go to serve the likes of someone else's plan. You got your pennies in your pockets, you can justify a role in this scam. Well, I have nothing of it, all I have is who I am. Well, I ain't got no remedy to cure me of this sin. So let's sail around the whiskey. You can tell me all about the shape you're in. Yeah, I know I got no money, no foundation laid for me to stand. Yeah, I represent no company, I'm a carpetbagger with no master plan. Yeah, what I had is coming gone. I can't expect to change what I come from. Yeah, despite the disappointment, I'm just fine with who I am. And I don't know what I'll do tonight. I'll tell you that a welcome one may come. And I know I'll never sell my time again to work on building someone else's kingdom. Well, what I had is come and gone. I can't expect to change what I come from. Yeah, what I have invested now, I'm ready to accept what I become. And I know it isn't much now, Lord. I know someday I'll be someone.
Alex Vance, everybody!